right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 2nd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a five-game MLB main slate already underway today. Golf teed off earlier this morning. We have a one-game NHL playoff slate and then a two-game NBA playoff slate. So you guys have all day to sweat golf and MLB with some NBA and NHL action later this evening. So it should be a fun day. Good luck to all of you playing out there. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, going to get the app pulled up here. We have one question to get us started today, so we will start there. If anybody is watching and has a question, now is always a good time to get that in the queue here. That way we can hit that right after this one. All right, Jay Sams Jr. said, does SaberSim take into account lefty versus righty matchups? And if so, do the player projections also reflect that, either a pitcher or a batter? Also, is there a way in the app to tell if a batter or a pitcher is a lefty or righty? Keep up the great work. SaberSim rocks. Appreciate the kind words there. So two things here. So one, it has been requested in the past that we add handedness to the home table here. So I have put that in as a feature request, letting the team know that that is something that people want. And then secondly is we understand how players do versus different types of pitchers. So we have all of the players' historical data and we understand their splits, as they call them. Like, hey, this is how they do versus lefties. This is how they do versus righties. And that information there gets taken into account in the player's projections. So all that historical data is taken into account, and I did log that feature request. So I will make sure to let the team know that people are still asking for that, but happy to mention that. All right, with that said, that was our only question here. I thought it'd be a good opportunity to build some NBA lineups here and just kind of talk about what's going on. We've done a couple NBA demos already, but with it being this time of the year, thought maybe we could do this, or you know, we could even try like an NBA showdown type. So I'm totally down with that. Let's go to NBA, and then let's say we're doing this Knicks and Phillies showdown for today, right? This should be a fun one to do. So I go over here, and you know, showdowns are a little bit of a different beast here with like the captain versus the utility spot. One thing that I like to do is just kind of come in here, go to my settings, switch build mode to optimizer, and then make two small adjustments to projections. And then just see what like the most common cash lineups are, right? Who is in the captain the most? Who are people paying up for? Who are people paying down for? And just kind of get an idea of like what a quote unquote cash lineup looks like for this type of slate. So here, you know, one note that I'm making is, okay, Embiid at captain seems to be like the most popular cash construction here. And he is second in ownership as well, only to Jalen Brunson. But Embiid captain is like my showdown captain for cash. And then jumping over to utilities, it looks like people are paying down for Nicholas Batum, Mitchell Robinson, Kyle Lowry, Miles McBride. Like if we look at the top five utilities here, four of them are all cheaper type players. And that is, you know, basically the only way you're going to be able to afford Embiid or Brunson here, right? So Embiid captain, Brunson captain. And you know, I consider this like slate familiarization. You know, I talk a lot about that, just like, hey, get familiar with the slate, because the more you kind of have an idea of what you think other people are going to do, the better decisions you can make when you go to build your own lineups, right? So have kind of an idea of like what the cash type constructions are here. I could come into my team stacks and see what type of builds are most popular. So it seems like builds that favor Philly somewhat, you know, 4-2 Philly, We're even getting a couple 5-1 Philly, but I'd say like 4-2 Philly. There are some even stacks here, but, you know, 4-2 Philly seems like the most popular, right? So at this point, you know, I have a pretty good idea of what I kind of expect the field to do. 4-2 Phillies and Beater Brunson captains, pay downs, Beta, Mitchell Robinson, Kyle Lowry, Miles McBride. You know, I'm pretty comfortable and ready to run my own lineup set, right? So got that slate familiarization out of the way. Going to go into my settings. I like to build with minimum salary zero here. And then usually I'll build the max number of lineups, but just for the sake of time here, I'm only going to build 200 lineups as opposed to 2,000. And lineups are loading. So lineups are loaded. So great. So first thing I want to do here is if I am on the ultimate or pro plan, I want to apply some type of geometric mean rule here. So what I would do is go and find the contest that I'm playing. So say I am playing the $1.20 max, the and one here. It looks like there are 17,835 entries here. So what I'm going to do is pull up my calculator, and I'm just going to start with a blanket geometric mean, right? Maybe I want to say I don't want to play lineups duplicated more than 10 times. So I'm going to do 10 divided by 17,835. To the power of 1 divided by 6, where 6 is the number of, oops, I messed this up. 10 divided by 17,835 to the power 1 divided by 6, where 6 is the number of players in the lineup. And I get a geo mean of about 28.7 here, right? So then I want to go back to my build. And I'm going to go to my filters. And I'm going to add a filter. I'm going to say, show me lineups with geo mean less than 28.7. Now, remember that you have to create the geo mean custom metric in order to be able to filter by it. So like I said, if you're on Pro or Ultimate, you go down to add metric, and then you can create a custom metric that says my own product geo mean value, where it will go in and calculate the geometric mean for every lineup in your pool. So then when I apply that metric, it is going to trash some lineups from my pool here. So it has moved 66 lineups into the trash, leaves me with 134 lineups that we are basically saying that, hey, you know, we expect these lineups to be duplicated around or no more than 10 times here. So not exact science, but it is a good indicator nonetheless. Should get you pretty close there. And then I want to, another thing I would do here is run my contest sim. So I'm going to come in here and create a contest sim for the and one, go back to my build, and then click the run contest sim button here. And I'm just going to get this data set up here. So contest sim is run. I'm going to go switch to risk adjusted ROI. And I want to be a little bit careful here with some of the things I do here, right? So first thing I want to do is kind of just come in here and verify some of the things that I'm seeing over in with my exposures mostly, right? So we're getting a lot of Embiid captain, but then we're getting, you know, some pretty you know, how am I divvying up these exposures? And like one thing that really stands out to me is that Kyle Lowry and campaign are like toward the bottom of like my pool captains, but they're in, you know, 7 out of my 20 lineups, which is, you know, at 35% here, which is kind of a decent number, right? So one thing I can do to combat this a little bit is I can mess around with my min uniques, upping it to 2. That gets me down to lineup 23, upping it to 3. That gets me down to lineup 54. And what we could see is that, you know, my captains really start to spread out here, right? We went from 7 lineups with Lowry and Payne to 2 lineups total here. And, you know, we've gotten a lot more exposure. In a much more natural way here. you know, I might come in here and like make some fine tune adjustments. Like we have one lineup in our pool that has Paul Reed at the captain and we're getting that lineup now. You know, that's due to the fact that I'm making changes specifically. So I'm going to go and X that lineup, not really a lineup that I want to play a bunch here. So that gets us down to lineup 58. We're still looking okay here. And I want to come in and see, you know, what are my stack exposures like, right? So I have one Philly 5-1. I have eight Philly 4-2s. I do have some New York 4-2s. And then I have some even stacks, right? So I don't love that, like, per se here, just because, you know, I don't want to be too chalky, but we're taking some measures to try and be less chalky. I think that, you know, one thing that kind of what I could say here is like, hey, we're playing Philly 4-2s pretty close to like their optimal rate, which makes me a little bit more comfortable playing those. So I'm using pool exposure as like an optimal rate proxy here. So all of our stack types are like fairly close to the pool. So it makes me a little less uneasy about leaving that alone. And then kind of like the same thing for like my Embiid exposure, you know, 45% did feel like a lot when I was at nine lineups, but now that I'm down at six lineups and his pool exposure is like 23%, you know, not feeling as bad about that. Going to jump over to my utilities and going to look at the exposure in my 20 lineups here. Okay, we're getting Brunson, we're getting Embiid. Okay, so this is like kind of nice, right? I'm seeing like some Anunoby, some Josh Hart, some Kelly Oubre, some Tobias Harris. So like those four names I named, Batum, Robinson, Lowry, McBride. From my top exposures in the utility, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So in my top 10 exposures, I'm seeing three of those guys, but I'm seeing them, kind of like a little bit lower, right? Like 25% Lowry, 25% McBride, 35% Batum. You know, it's not like, hey, we are just jamming in those utility value plays in the utility. You know, we're getting to more Anunoby, we're getting to more Hart, we're getting to Oubre, right? So it's nice to see that the builder is mixing in some of these other plays that weren't at the top of our cash construction here. So all of this is like, hey, you know, I'm looking at what I think the cash construction is. I'm running my own lineups. I'm making some adjustments with some minimax exposures as needed, some min uniques as needed. And then I'm verifying that I'm basically okaying the characteristics of my lineup portfolio. Okay, how many 4-2s do I have? Okay, how many Embiid and Brunson captains? Okay, how much of these value guys in the utility? And I'm not changing a ton, but I am checking basically each box and making sure that I am making a conscious decision to be okay with what I'm seeing on the other side. So all in all, I would be happy with these lineups. I would be happy to save them to my contest at this point and submit them. All right, question here from Montero. Any thoughts or suggestions to offer private coaching? I watch a lot of videos and follow the process for MLB specifically, but do not really see results, especially on DK. Maybe watch a person's process, then point out maybe what they are doing wrong or suggest modest changes or other suggestions. Just seems like something is missing in my process. So one thing that we do offer here is we do have one-on-one coaching over email. If you're on the Ultimate subscription, it is something where you sign up for Ultimate, you get a survey where we ask you a number of questions about your process, about your history in DFS, about where you think you're good at, where you think you're bad at. And then we take that and we do basically like personalized messages and coaching advice, and we start a dialogue with our customers. So if you're interested in that, sign up for Ultimate and then come up here to the top right corner. You will have like an additional option where it says survey or like fill out survey. And then that survey will go to our team and then we will get back to you there. So we do a lot of coaching in that regard. And if you're looking for access to that, that is where you can find it. But with that said, that was our last question here at the moment. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you guys like this showdown walkthrough. I will be right back here tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.